Liberian authorities say that as he left the country, Thomas Eric Duncan lied about having contact with an Ebola patient. So the government there plans to prosecute Duncan when he returns home. Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins says his office may also file criminal charges, though he's not sure what those charges would be.
We are actively having discussions as to whether or not we need to look into this as it relates to a criminal matter. We're working with all the different agencies to get to the bottom of it, and if it warrants a Dallas County prosecution, then we will pursue it. But it may be more of a federal issue.
Watkins added that his office may also pursue criminal charges against the four family members Duncan was staying with in Dallas. There's concern the family members are at risk for contracting Ebola, so authorities ask them to remain at home. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says they ignored that request, which is why an official quarantine was ordered and law enforcement were posted at the apartment to enforce it. Watkins, a Democrat, was debating his Republican opponent, Susan Hawk, when he talked about the potential charges. Hawk agreed with Watkins on the issue.
If it comes down to a criminal case where individuals committed a crime, then it should be prosecuted.
But the two candidates, locked in a bare-knuckle race, didn't agree on much else. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.